so many people over the last decade come up to me and say, I take turmeric, but I don't feel anything when I take it. And so she wonders again, do natural remedies actually work? Well, they do. Welcome back to the Inflammation Code podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Shivani Gupta. And today I want to talk to you about something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I haven't said it directly enough. The supplement industry has a trend problem. And I think it's worth naming clearly because I think it's one of the primary reasons that so many women have tried natural remedies and they've been let down. Not because the remedies don't work, but because the products built around them were built for the market, not for those women. And I want to talk about what that looks like from the inside, how trend-driven formulations even happen, and why it produces such disappointing results, and what a different approach actually looks like in practice. Now, this is a more opinionated episode than most, but I think you've earned the honest version of this conversation. So first, let me describe something that happens in the supplement industry with almost clockwork regularity. A piece of research gets published. It might be genuinely interesting research. Might be a small study, might be an animal model that shows some pretty promising results. It gets picked up by a health journalist, then another, then it spreads across all the wellness media out there. And within weeks, there's influencers who are talking about it. There's this kind of spread that happens where within 60 to 90 days, supplement brands have already launched products tied to that very popular ingredient. Now, here's what I need you to understand about that timeline. 60 to 90 days is not enough time to do some of the most important things we're supposed to do. Validate the dose in a human population or optimize the delivery format for absorption of those ingredients or test how the ingredients interact with the other compounds in that formula or determine whether it's appropriate for the specific woman that you're actually designing it for. And what you can do in 60 to 90 days is you can source an ingredient in bulk. You can add it to an existing formula or capsule. You can design a label and you can launch it, which is exactly what most brands do. And the result is an ingredient at an unstudied dose in a delivery format that may not be supporting absorption and with claims that are making claims that are that research may not fully support. And it may be sold to a woman who trusted the brand to have done the work. And I know this because I tested it firsthand. During my PhD, I spent years studying turmeric at the molecular level. Part of my research involved testing commercial turmeric supplements, the ones that women were actually buying, the ones that millions of dollars in marketing is put behind. And I tested them. I analyzed their formulations. I looked at their bioavailability. And I was shocked. Most of them didn't work. Not because the turmeric didn't work, but there's clear research. There's 17,000 papers, decades of clinical evidence that turmeric works. The supplements didn't work because they were built wrong. Curcumin at doses that the studies didn't support. Or at the wrong potency because they were just trying to make whatever's cheapest. Absorption mechanisms that didn't exist. One brand had 85% of its curcumin completely unavailable for absorption. So many gave lower doses rather than giving us what we actually need to win at inflammation. So she buys it. Each woman goes out there and buys it. She takes it. And then 3 months later, nothing meaningful has changed. So many people over the last decade come up to me and say, I take turmeric, but I don't feel anything when I take it. And so she wonders again, do natural remedies actually work? Well, they do. The product that she, this woman, bought wasn't built to demonstrate that. And so fast forward 5 years, really 10 years now, I've been attending these biohacking and longevity conferences, the places that are really at the cutting edge of optimization and supposedly what's happening on that cutting edge. And I've watched the same cycle repeat over and over. And it's honestly ridiculous to watch. A new ingredient gets hot. Maybe it's the NAD boosters. Maybe it's peptides. Maybe it's proprietary mushroom blends. Something new at every conference comes along. And the brands who are launching these products are all doing it within weeks of each other. They're racing to be first. They're all using the same research. And they're all making nearly identical claims. One example of that is actually nitric oxide. I don't know if you guys have seen this like movement around all these companies coming out with nitric oxide. I was at a conference here in West Palm Beach last year. And I was like, oh, you're nitric oxide, you're nitric oxide. It was like three booths in three corners. And I thought, yeah, nitric oxide has a lot of benefits. It increases blood flow. But turmeric does that already. Like, why do I have to take nitric oxide if I'm taking my turmeric? That's why I've been such a fan of turmeric. It does 50 different things for us. And then we don't have to take 50 other supplements. It saves me time, saves me money, saves me effort, saves me from swallowing 50 extra pills. And so that's why I fell in love with turmeric, because it's so multifaceted, multidimensional. And in my case, it covered so many of my bases that I need. I have a history of always being sick. I felt like I was an autoimmune patient growing up. And so when turmeric came in and was antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, really supported brain health and mitochondrial health in such a powerful way, I was like, wow, okay, it's an all-in-one. It's that Swiss Army knife level solution. And so when I go to these conferences and see everyone racing to create one new longevity supplement, kind of look at them like, guys, the vitamins and minerals I have to take just to like cover my foundational bases doesn't leave me room to take another 20 for longevity, all broken up into these different pieces. And when I go to these conferences and go around, I talk to the practitioners, the functional medicine doctors, the longevity specialists, the people who are actually using these products with their patients. And I keep hearing, I saw zero impact on my patients. I tell them not to waste their money anymore on these trends. And one practitioner told me about a patient who spent thousands of dollars on the latest peptide protocol. 4 months, no change, and she felt failed by the science. And I'll say this, there's a huge trend going on right now with peptides, and I get it. Because GLP as a peptide has been so effective for so many. So I get it why we then think, oh my gosh, we should all take every single other cool peptide. And for me, I don't recommend things until I've tried them all on myself. And so in the last year, I tried multiple peptides on myself. I felt no difference. And I thought, wow, if you're not managing the foundation extremely well, these are just like injecting yourself with water. You're wasting your time. Now, do I think peptides are powerful and supportive and can really give us what aging is taking away from us? Certainly. But I also think that we completely forget the foundation. And the foundation has to be so locked in before you add on these like luxury level supports that can take you to those next levels. But they can't do that if the foundation itself isn't built. And that's where the trends are actually harming us, because we're really chasing this like golden goose that doesn't exist, and we think it exists. And then we're wasting our time and our effort and our money in that stuff instead of on the real nuts and bolts of what actually works. And so I've seen so many people do this where they're taking what's trendy, but it didn't work. And I've had people say to me, I tried to follow the trends, but my patients got worse. And then when I got back to the basics, those foundational protocols that have been tested for decades, then everything changed. So I started asking the women directly, not the testimonials, but like, what did you actually feel when you did this? That NAD booster, did it do anything? They said nothing. The peptides? They said didn't change anything. the mushroom blend that was expensive? They said I didn't notice a difference. Then I'd asked, but what about turmeric? Have you tried a well-formulated turmeric supplement? And almost always people share with me, I have that in my cabinet somewhere. It's just turmeric. Just turmeric. As if something that's been used for thousands of years with 17,000 peer-reviewed studies and papers addressing more inflammatory pathways than almost any other compound that we have and that we know is somehow less interesting than the new shiny object. And that is when it became clear to me. The supplement industry doesn't have an effectiveness problem because turmeric works, ginger works, the foundational herbs work. We've known that for 5,000 years in Ayurveda. That is our medicine cabinet, our pharmacy, F-A-R-M, pharmacy of great tools. But the supplement industry has a novelty problem. They want what's new, shiny, and cool because novelty sells, trends sell, the new thing sells. The ancient tried and true thing that's been around and used for millennia, that doesn't really make headlines because it's not new and cool. It doesn't get sold at the shiny booths at the conferences, but it actually works. It works in your body. Your body knows how to receive it. Your body knows how to absorb it and use it because it's been used for multiple generations over thousands of years. It's not a new, shiny, external thing for the body to try to adapt to or absorb or use. So when I started formulating, I made a decision that I've held to ever since. Every formula starts with one question. What does this woman actually need? Not what's trending, not what's selling, not what our competitors just launched, not what the algorithm is surfacing as popular, but what does the woman who's navigating chronic inflammation, hormonal transition, and the full weight of a life in midlife actually need from a supplement? And that question takes much longer to answer than what's popular right now. It actually requires an understanding that the inflammatory pathways that are involved in her specific experience are what matters. It requires understanding how hormonal fluctuation interacts with immune regulation. It requires knowing which herbs have both a documented traditional use and a plausible modern mechanism, and which is popular, which are actually popular because of marketing rather than evidence. And like, are we looking at the true evidence here? Are we just looking at what's popular? It requires the kind of knowledge that comes from spending years studying these questions before formulating anything. I got my PhD in turmeric, not in supplements generally, not in nutrition broadly, in turmeric, the primary ingredient in our core formulas. And I studied it at a molecular level in such grand detail for so many years that truly I graduated from my PhD, I completed it as a total nerd on turmeric, and I had zero intention of building a supplement company. I studied turmeric just to deep dive into one of the super spices from Ayurveda. I didn't do it to go and then make a product for the world. I had no idea that would happen. And I tell you this not to impress you, but because I want you to understand what it means for how we formulate. I know exactly what curcumin does in the body. I know where it works. I know where most formulas fail. I know the bioavailability problem in detail. And I know the solutions that actually address it versus the ones that sound good on a label. That is a very different starting point from watching what's trending and reverse engineering a product. So when I include an herb in a formula, I'm asking two questions simultaneously. What does the traditional record show about this herb's role? What are its use cases? What is its historical safety profile? How has it been used in Ayurveda over 5,000 years? And who has it supported? And what does the modern research suggest about its mechanisms? How it works at that molecular level? What dose levels are the best? What ranges are most supported? How does it interact with the other compounds in the formula? And so when both of these questions, or when all of these questions have good answers, then I consider the ingredient. And when one of them is missing, when an herb has traditional use but no modern research, or when the research exists but the traditional use records don't, and those records aren't showing any good use for that herb, I'm much more cautious. I actually have certain ingredients I've wanted to use for a decade, and I won't use them because 90% of the time they're going to come adulterated. And I can't take that kind of risk in the human population. We have to be so mindful about how we're sourcing, what we're building here, what we're putting in our bodies. We need to make sure we're buying third-party tested, pre-mid and post-production. I mean, there's so much to formulation. And you want someone who's honest to do the job. And when we talk about these ingredients, the way I formulated is not how the trend-driven formulations work. The trend-driven formulation starts with the market demand, and it actually works backward. But we start with the question, what do we do to win in inflammation? And then we work forward. And the formula that you end up with looks very different depending on which direction you started from. And I actually had a really cool mentor meet me, and he said, you're just like us. You see someone who has a problem and you want to fix it, and you won't let this go until you win at fixing chronic inflammation and chronic joint pain. And I was like, that's right. And he's like, most people don't formulate like that. That's not how our industry works. You're unique. Keep going. And so one of the things that Ayurvedic medicine understood thousands of years before modern pharmacology had a word for it is synergy. Herbs work differently in combination than they do alone. So curcumin and piperine, turmeric and ginger, specific herbs that amplify each other's absorption, that all address different pathways simultaneously, that together accomplish what none of them could have really accomplished in isolation. And these combinations were not accidental in the Ayurvedic traditions. They were the result of generations of careful clinical observation where these different herbs were produced with better outcomes together. And they were paying attention which combinations were safe over long periods of time, over this sustained use that people had, which formulations serve different constitutional patterns. If you know, I teach about elemental design. And then we also studied what modern pharmacology is now doing, slowly, expensively, one study at a time. And modern science is really just confirming what Ayurvedic physicians documented empirically, anecdotally, for thousands of years. When I include an herb in a formula, I'm asking two questions simultaneously. What does the traditional Ayurvedic records show about this herb's role and its use cases and its historical safety profile? What does the modern research suggest about its mechanisms and how it works and its dosing? And so when all of this is answered, then I look at the ingredient. And when one is missing, I don't. So trend-driven formulation starts with that market demand and works backward. And I really think we need to pay attention to that. I recently saw an ingredient at a conference where I was watching the videos and the science, and they're like, yeah, we studied these dolphins. And this really cool ingredient in these dolphins is so powerful for a new replacement to omega-3. And I had multiple people in gyms over the last year, not in gyms, but the gym I used to go to, people would come up to me and say, what do you think of this? I saw an ad for this. Do you think it works? I said, you know, I don't know. I need to look into it more. I don't quite understand how we're extrapolating from here to here that supplement's magical. And I start asking a lot of questions. What's really cool is I've had the supplement company I built for 10 years now, and it was built for doctor's offices. So what's unique about me is my job for many years was to run around all of South Florida and meet with doctors, chiropractors, acupuncturists, orthopedic surgeons, functional medicine doctors, every type of integrative specialist you could meet. They all got it that turmeric was vastly beneficial to the body. And I got to understand from them where their magic lies. And so I still call on all of them and ask them questions like, what do you think of that supplement? Do you think that ingredient does anything? Have you tried it on your patients? Have you seen any change in the blood work? That's where I get a lot of data about what is being accomplished or not accomplished by a lot of other supplement companies. And that level of the game, functional medicine level supplements, the people who are ordering all the supplements that are more medical grade, third-party tested, really high quality, built for potency, there's a whole echelon of supplement companies at that level. I get to know who's works and who doesn't, which is really cool. And so that's why I wanted to make this episode about the trendy supplements, because I really do think we get sucked in and we want that magic pill that gives us that magic level solution. And I totally get it. I am human too. And I totally want those results. I'm like, one pill? Will it just like reverse aging? Will it just make my brain and body and everything look 10 years younger? Sure. I'm in my mid-40s. I can just see what this is trending towards. But that doesn't make it valid. That doesn't make it, it doesn't make it truthful. It doesn't make it potent. It doesn't make it viable for what you're asking for it to do. It might be another thing you spend a couple hundred bucks on in the end that does nothing. And that's what I'm trying to save you from. So let's get back to my notes. I have a whole outline here that I'm talking from. And so when you're at these conferences, if you ever go to these wellness conferences, it's just important to know, or if you're seeing these ads online, I see a ton of them on Instagram and Facebook. It's just important to pay attention. Is this just a trendy new thing? Is this really going to support me? Am I addressing the foundation? Foundation meaning things like, have you done the blood work to know? Are you deficient in everything you need to support your thyroid? Are you deficient in vitamin D? Are you inflamed? Are you struggling with insulin resistance? Do you have high cholesterol? Let's address those things, the meat and potatoes, rather than jumping to the fancy Maserati level solutions that exist, but we haven't done the base work first. So when you're looking around at all of these supplements out there and you see someone launching the newest isolated ingredient in the newest delivery system, what they're not talking about is the ancient wisdom of combination, of synergy, of letting multiple compounds work together to accomplish sometimes what no single ingredient or single compound could accomplish alone. Because that wisdom is 5,000 years old. And it doesn't get attention at the biohacking conferences, but it does get results. And that's what's huge, is the results we're given when we actually honor Mother Nature and understand what it can do for us. So I want to leave you with something practical. If you've been let down by supplements before, and I know many of you have, I want to offer you a framework for evaluating what you're taking. Ask three questions. Does this ingredient have both a traditional use history and a modern research base? Not one or the other, but both. Is the formulation designed for absorption? For curcumin specifically, is there an absorption mechanism like piperine or a lipid-based delivery system? Something. Because without it, most of what you swallow doesn't even make it into circulation. And third, was this formula built around a specific woman's needs or around the market opportunity? You can often tell the answer to the third question by looking at the product's history. Was it formulated by someone with specific expertise in this area? Has the formula been consistent over time? Or does it change with every new trend? Is the brand adding ingredients because they're popular or because they belong there? And I'll also say this, there's a lot of movement in the supplement company. I'm trying not to name brands. Let's say there's a greens powder out there, could be worth nearly $1 billion. And let's say now there's a new reds powder and the most mega A++ celebrities are supporting it. That is just well-funded marketing. That doesn't mean that the powder is good for you. In Ayurveda, we would never, ever, ever put so many ingredients together and expect the body to digest it and really receive it. If we infiltrate the body in that way, if you went and to your pantry right now, let's give an example. If you went in your pantry right now and you're like, you know what? I'm just munchy and I'm just going to give my body everything it wants, but all at once. So I'm going to eat steak, chicken, not that those are in your pantry, salmon, eggs, chocolate, potato chips, seaweed, nuts, cheese. Like, I'm just going to put 20 things together in one. And you know what? I'm just going to be so satisfied after. It's going to be so great. My body, it's going to take all that protein from the meat. It's going to take all that healthy fat out of those walnuts and nuts. It'll benefit from that cheese, depending on the cheese you used. And I'll just take all of it. My body totally knows how to absorb and benefit from it all at once. No, your body doesn't. In Ayurveda, we teach food combination, and the body definitely can't use 50 ingredients at the same time and absolutely know how to put it in the right places. Think about it. Like, how would that be possible? And so that's just one example of modern day trends in the supplement industry, because we as the consumer want it easy. We want you to sell us one powder with everything. Make my life easy, one scoop, done. I don't want to be one of those people with, and by the way, I personally am, many of us don't want to be the person with two supplement trays in front of us in our kitchen and a drawer for protein powder with creatine, with everything else, who have to think so hard about all these things. Unfortunately, sometimes these things are created purely for market opportunity and profit and built to sell. And that doesn't mean that it's a good product for you. And so really pay attention and start to ask yourself questions and pay attention to how you feel when you take certain things. That's really important. And so those questions I just mentioned, those are the questions that I ask about every formula that I make. They should be the questions that you ask about every formula that you take. Because the supplement that actually produces results is the one that was built with those questions at the center. Not the one that just had the best launch timing because a certain ingredient got popular and that's the one they're going to jump on. So thank you for being here today. If this episode gave you a more useful lens for evaluating the supplements in your life, then that's the whole point. I've linked to a full written piece on this in the show notes, including the specific formulation decisions behind our core supplements and why each ingredient is there. The link is on the show notes below, and share this episode with someone in your life who's been burned by supplements that didn't deliver. The more women understand what intentional formulation actually looks like, then the more that it's harder for these trend-driven brands to take advantage of that trust. I'll see you guys next week on the Inflammation Code. Thank you so much for joining. And for more information on the podcast, you can visit my website, www.drshivani.com. See you guys next week.